Y98.
Yesterday was a hot one. Happy Friday to some people on the show.
Yeah.
Hannah has tomorrow off because you're flying out for your cousin's bachelorette party.
I am. Yeah, we're heading down to Rosemary Beach in Florida. I'm so excited, but definitely like a little mind-boggled and confused. I was telling AB yesterday, I used almost a full tank of gas yesterday running around doing errands before I had to leave today.
But what are you confused about?
What day it is?
Oh, I was like, I'm really confused because I used to take a gas because I drove places. Well, that's how
it was. Just like I haven't had time to like sit and think about anything. Like I don't have shoes on right now.
No, you didn't have headphones.
I didn't have headphones. Right. I'm just all over the place.
And then her headphones fell from, I don't know,
the
abyss. A chair. And then she tried to claim like they weren't here though. Like, they were literally right there, Hannah, but they weren't.
You weren't listening to me. I said yesterday when AB and I were filming, they weren't there in my bag.
I know, but they were on the floor here.
I guess.
No, that's what I'm saying. They're sitting here.
Okay, you're right.
So, are you excited for the bachelorette party? Because this is where you got demoted. So are they going to give a speech about your demotion?
Well, first of all, we don't know that I got demoted, okay? This is not solidarity.
Actually, we talked about it on the show. It was 100% decided when they removed it, and then the best man, those labels stayed.
Okay, well, I'm still in my refusal era, so let me be. I think, it's going to be fun regardless. And even if it's not, I'm on the beach, so yay.
All right, cool. Kevin, how was yesterday? You said you were going to go have lunch with Jen and Paul and some
Courtney and Lance and the old Y98 crew. It was a lot of fun. Yeah, it was really, really nice. Went to Ferrato's there off of Manchester and just, you know, talked about the good old times. And it just made me think, man, I really want to be retired.
How many of them are retired?
A lot of them are.
What did you do wrong, Kevin? You got the...
I don't know. You know, it's funny. Well, or they've... You know, like Lance and Courtney are still, you know,
doing their thing
on radio
across the street or whatever.
Our buddy Paul Cook on Channel 5 doing traffic, and then, you know, seeing him and then seeing Jen Myers, she looked great.
Awesome.
You know, with
good
all
update.
She's been up through, you know, through with her cancer battle, she looked really good. It was so good to see her and hug her, and, you know, we're just wishing her well and a continued recovery because, man, she is a fighter.
Definitely wishing Jen the best. Let's get the show started.
The all new Brit Mega Show.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
I love this good news story for so many different reasons. One, it was about a year ago this week. My daughter is going to turn one. August 10th. It's crazy.
Happy birthday, Emerson.
So we were in the delivery room, and then we were just talking about Hannah's sister is pregnant, and so she's going to be having a baby. So this is really cool for new moms. Grubhub launched this new program called Special Delivery, and it's specifically for new moms, cute name and everything, where you get a $20 coupon to cover your first meal after having a baby.
Wow.
They're giving out a limited number each Wednesday of this month. So starting in August, like every month Wednesday, you can sign up. So my daughter's birthday month, you can sign up and you get this $20 coupon to help cover that first meal. Because we always did the hospital meal and it wasn't bad. But there's something like where you just became a new mom and you just gave done giving birth and you just don't want a hospital meal. You just want a Big Mac, okay?
Yeah, or you can finally eat like deli meat and stuff. So you're like, give me that Jimmy John's.
Yeah, so Grubhub launched that new program called Special Delivery every single Wednesday in the month of August. So be looking it out there. Gives you a $20 coupon to help cover that first meal.
Awesome.
Brought to you by Together Credit Union. Get paid to save with Empower Checking, a new high-yield checking. Visit togethercu.com or togethercu.org/empower.
Wow! I feel good.
Your good news is brought to you by Siteman Cancer Center with the Cardinals game time. It's the Cardinals and the Cubs. Siteman Cancer Center, national leaders in cancer. First pitch is at 1:20 on our sister station, KMOX.
The polls are open.
Poll today on the Brett Magus Show. Recent survey said these are the top two grossest foods. Like nobody likes them. Controversial, polarizing. Number one was black licorice. 60% of people said it's gross.
What?
Yep.
They're wrong.
And number two was blue cheese. 42% said disgusting.
Yeah.
Which one do you find the grossest?
By far blue cheese. And I can't say I've never tried black licorice, so... That leaves it out in the open, but blue cheese I tried on accident at Ballpark Village. It was actually with an event at all, with all you guys. I thought it was ranch.
That was
so
the first time you've ever had blue cheese?
Yeah, Hannah had a freak out.
It was disgusting. I actually might throw up even thinking about it.
And then she started warning everyone around her, just so you know, this is not ranch. This is blue cheese.
Right. Yeah, because I wouldn't want anybody to go through the trauma that I did.
Ranch is blue cheese, guys. The ranch is blue cheese.
I was dipping so confidently, and then I was like yakking because it was blue cheese.
I can't believe so many people hate black licorice.
That is the most disgusting thing on the planet.
You guys don't like Mike and Ike's either?
I love Mike and Ike's.
I don't like Mike and Ike's much. Why?
Oh, Good and Plenty. That's the one that has the licorice.
I mean, Mike
in
and Ike's, but no.
Yeah, sorry, I got the wrong one. So
Mike and Ike's are okay, but I think it's a little overrated candy as well, though. But if you're throwing out other candies,
Good and Plenty has a little strip of black licorice.
Terrible.
In it. I don't find that bad at all. Blue cheese for me, all the way. It just I think it's like an imposter cheese. You think it's something it's not.
Don't a little blue cheese crumble imposter in your salad cheese. And stuff
you,
like that.
That's okay, a little bit of it. But like if you actually got like a slice of it or ate a bite of it, you'd be like, ugh.
Don't you do your wings in blue cheese?
Yeah,
Andy?
You guys could not live a day in my life because I down everything in blue cheese.
That's your dressing.
Yes,
huh?
And I used to eat just salads with chicken, blue cheese crumbles, and blue cheese dressing.
That's a lot of blue cheese.
Yeah, like a lot.
Wow.
Big
so black licorice for you.
Girl,
do you like
black
licorice? What?
Yeah, it's fine.
You think it's fine? I think it's disgusting. So I agree that black licorice is disgusting. And I am weirdly, because usually you either hate blue cheese or love blue cheese. I'm in the middle. Like, it's okay. It doesn't bother me. I think like, I'm just like, anything that has cheese, I'm like, can't hate you.
Yeah.
The polls are open.
All right, if you want to have some fun with us, we'll give you some Boys to Men ticket if you're down to have some fun and play Hannah's Homeschool. It's a pop culture pop quiz game, and Boys to Men tickets are yours just for playing. 314-531-9898 if you want those Boys to Men tickets.
Thanks for listening to the Brittany.
Hannah's Homeschool.
Jason, how are you?
Good.
Are you ready to beat Hannah at Hannah's Homeschool?
Yes.
All right. I like that attitude. I'm going to ask Jason the same five pop culture questions as Hannah. It's a pop culture quiz game. Hannah leaves the room. She has over, what are you at, 100 and what wins? You
Let
lost a couple in a row.
Pull it up. Finally we don't got need back to talk track, about the losses. We just need to talk about the wins, the many of them. And I currently have 104 wins.
104 wins. All right, Jason.
105. I'll get that today.
She's the Simone Biles of this game. All right, Hannah's leaving the room. She can't hear him. Let's do it, Jason. What medal did the women's gymnastics team take home at the Olympics the other night?
Gold.
Yep. Which Taylor Swift song does Simone Biles use for her floor routine?
I don't know.
Are you a big Swiftie? I didn't even think you had a Taylor Swift song in you, Jason. I didn't know.
No.
All right. The host of Bar Rescue has not been hosting every episode in season 9. Who is the host of Bar Rescue? I think that's a hard one.
Is it Zabinski or...
It's okay. I was on the show. Thanks for supporting me, Jason. I actually made it a cameo on Bar Rescue. Clearly didn't watch my episode at all. It's John Taffer, since you were struggling with that one. It's a hard one. Travis Kelce and Jason are supposedly seeking $100 million for their podcast. What is the name of their podcast?
I don't know.
Okay. And how many kids did the Brady Bunch have?
8.
Okay. You got one correct, Jason. You did come out the gate strong. We're going to see how Hannah does. You never know. Hannah can get off her game. Some of those were tough. We'll bring Hannah back in one song.
Hannah's Homeschool. Hannah's Homeschool.
All right, Hannah's walking back into the room as Jason just... He had a performance during Hannah's Homeschool. He just got done answering 5 pop culture questions. Hannah was outside the room so she could not hear. Hannah, Jason put on a show.
What does that mean?
How many did you get right, Jason?
1.
Okay.
They're really hard today, though. I feel like they're really hard. So I'm going to give Jason a pass, okay? What medal did the women's gymnastics team take home?
They brought home the gold, baby.
Yep, easy answer for that one. Which Taylor Swift song does Simone Biles use for her floor routine?
I watched this. Are you ready for it?
Yes, it's called Ready for It. Yeah.
Nice job. Yeah.
The host of Bar Rescue has not been hosting every episode in season 9. People are curious about it. Who is the host of Bar Rescue?
My mom's going to kill me for getting this wrong because this is one of her favorite shows.
I was also on the show, Hannah. Thanks for watching my episode.
I can see his face, hear his voice. Tall man with black hair. He's definitely Italian.
Yeah, that's a good description.
Jeez, what's his name?
Thanks for watching my episode. Thanks for supporting your mom's favorite show.
I don't know. What is it?
Shame to your family, John Taffer.
I knew that!
No, you did not!
I did. It was just in the way backs of my brain.
Travis and Jason are supposedly seeking a $100 million deal for their podcast. Crazy. What is the name of their podcast?
New Heights.
Yes. And how many kids did the Brady Bunch have?
I thought you meant Tom Brady's family for a second. I really had to think of that. Five.
No! How did everyone get the Brady Bunch wrong?
They've got six, and we would even say seven if you count Cousin Oliver.
Yeah, I meant that. You know?
Yeah. And Kevin was over here counting Cousin Oliver. All right, nobody got the Brady Bunch question correct, but Jason, you did get one correct. That's good.
All right, well, thank you. But I
get to walk away with 105 wins.
With win number 105, and hearing Jason say...
This is Jason, and I got schooled by Anna.
Hannah's homeschool.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, let's check out what's trending here for a second here, guys. I'm going to put 2 minutes on the clock, and I'm going to read off some trending stories because, well, 2 minutes will cover everything that's trending because life is busy. I'll read the internet for you. And then Hannah either tells me keep it moving or tell me more just based off the headlines because that's... Usually I always scroll through the internet anyways. We headline read. Clock is already running. Something really interesting happened for the U.S. women at the Olympics yesterday.
Something interesting. I'll take it.
All the medals were won by women.
That is such a slay.
I know. Every single medal we won yesterday was from the women. So thank you, women, for carrying the team. Four medals at the Olympics yesterday, all won by women. Katie Ledecky broke her own Olympic record for the 1,500-meter freestyle. She was 18 seconds ahead of the next person. It was crazy. She is the top 20 fastest times at the Olympics. Top 20.
That's insane.
Crazy. A woman's prize collection of 163 bedpans failed to sell at an auction somehow.
You know what? We're going to take another women-like pride story.
Is it a pride story? Because a woman decided to collect 163 bedpans. She just said, you know what? I got my first one at the Salvation Army.
We love a good hobby.
In 1984, decided to keep buying more. And she just doesn't understand why no one wants to buy it at an auction.
I'd buy it. Just kidding.
You buy 163 bedpans? Mm-hmm. You're the top bidder, Hannah, just for being the jokester.
One penny!
Want an honest answer from your friend or significant other?
No, I can't handle it. I'm too emotional. Keep it moving.
Okay. How to avoid hotel theft.
Okay.
When you're on vacation, here's a way to avoid people breaking into your hotel room. Do not stay on the first and second floors. Almost 90% of hotel theft happens on the first and second floors.
Really?
Whoa. Yeah. Yeah. Huh. If you're on like 3, 4, 5, 6, you're more likely not to have someone break into your hotel.
I feel like the first floor is the most watched floor, though.
That's where they just like... they casually walk in like they're doing something and then run and break in and then get out. Can you not remember what you ate yesterday?
No, I have a terrible memory.
You're not alone. Most people can't. It's called like a forgetful food memory. A new poll found that most people can barely, like 50% or over, cannot remember what they've eaten in the last 2 days.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm one of them though.
What did you eat yesterday? Everyone's blanking. Yeah. See? Everyone
ate Chick-fil-A. I ate Chick-fil-A. That's it.
She gave me a nugget.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Mega Minds.
All right, Mega Mind question of the day on the Brett Mega Show as we kick off an hour of commercial-free music. Cards tickets coming your way, too, when we're doing that hour of commercial-free music. All right, the average person will say this 3 times today.
I think they're going to say sorry.
Sorry?
Ooh.
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. It's not I'm sorry. I'm hoping that it's... Thank you.
I'm going to say good morning.
Good morning. All one with two word terms here, right? I'm sorry. Thank you.
Is it a one worder?
No, it's a two worder.
Mm.
So I'll give you that hint. It is none of those, but it's a two worder.
Can you say it on the radio?
It's going to be a problem at 7:18 when we reveal the answer. Huh? 7:18 will reveal the answer. It's a two word saying that people will say at least 3 times today, and I guarantee you might have already done it today already. 314-531-9898. Text in your guesses at 7:18 when we kick off an hour of commercial-free music. We'll reveal that answer.
Mega Minds!
On Y98.
showers and a high of 95. This weather sponsored by Ashley. This is home.
Mega Mind.
Commercial free on the Brett Mega Show. Let's give you the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. The average person will say this three times today.
We got lots of texts coming in. Teacher Suzanne says, what's up?
What's up?
Is one of the things you could say. Heather says, I'm tired. So does Courtney. Aunt Kathy and Uncle Pete say, love you.
Oh, I love that.
We love you too.
Uncle Pete and Aunt Kathy, they're all about love, those two.
Have a nice day was texted in by Jim. That's more than two words.
I'm tired. You will say, I'm tired at least three times a day. What do you mean, O-A-B? I've never heard anyone say I'm tired more than A-B.
It makes sense, but...
A-B says I'm tired 50 times by the 6 a.m.
Yeah,
by,
between...
Anytime someone tries to talk to me.
Yeah, like, hey, A-B, blah, blah, blah. I'm tired.
Mega Minds.
Is there a scene when you think about TVs or movies that, like, you literally can't think about and, like, just not cry? Let's all have a good cry together in like 3 minutes on Y98 St. Louis.
Yeah, I'm out that room.
What's that scene every single time it plays on TV or in a movie and you just start crying? Mm. It just wrecked you. It's like the two word terms here, right? I'm sorry. Thank you.
Is it a one worder?
No, it's a two worder. Mm. So I'll give you that hint. It is none of those, but it's a two worder.
Can you say it on the radio?
It's going to be a problem at 7:18 when we reveal the answer. Huh? 7:18 will reveal the answer. It's a two-word saying that people will say at least three times today. And I guarantee you might have already done it today already. 314-531-9898. Text in your guesses at 7:18 when we kick off an hour of commercial-free music. We'll reveal that answer.
Mega Minds.
On Y98.
St. Louis weather. Hot with some showers and a high of 95. This weather sponsored by Ashley. This is home.
Mega Mind.
Commercial free on the Brett Mega Show. Let's give you the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. The average person will say this three times today.
We got lots of texts coming in. Teacher Suzanne says, what's up?
What's up?
Is one of the things you could say. Heather says, I'm tired. So does Courtney. Aunt Kathy and Uncle Pete say, love you.
Oh, I love that.
We love you too.
Uncle Pete and Aunt Kathy, they're all about love, those two.
Have a nice day was texted in by Jim. That's more than two words.
I'm tired. You will say I'm tired at least three times a day. What do you mean, O-A-B? I've never heard anyone say I'm tired more than A-B.
It makes sense, but...
A-B says I'm tired 50 times by the 6 a.m.
Yeah, by, between...
Anytime someone tries to talk to me.
Yeah, like, hey, A-B, blah, blah, blah. I'm tired.
Mega Minds.
Is there a scene when you think about TVs or movies that, like, you literally can't think about and, like, just not cry? Let's all have a good cry together in, like, 3 minutes on Y98 St. Louis.
Yeah, I'm out that room.
What's that scene every single time it plays on TV or in a movie and you just start crying? Mm. It just wrecked you. It's like the movie that just for some reason it connected to you and it just makes you emotional. 314-531-9898. The scene in a movie that you can't watch and just not cry. We started talking about this in the studio and Hannah, what was the scene for you that every single time you watch it just brings a tear to your eye?
It was hard for me to even pull the clip for Kevin over this because instantly it wrecks me. It's from Grey's Anatomy, my favorite show, and it's right after, spoiler alert, that Derek dies. And this scene is Meredith when she has to tell her kids that their dad died.
Zola, I can't fix him.
Why?
I can't fix him because... because no one can fix him. He's dead. Daddy died.
Damn.
I'm gonna cry.
I know everyone who watches Grey's Anatomy were destroyed.
I'm not kidding, Brett. When Derek died in the show, I like mourned a loss of a family member is what it felt like.
She's crying
crazy.
Now. Yeah.
It was insane. I still like that whole era I have to just skip in the show because It is so heart-wrenching. And real Grey's Anatomy fans know I couldn't even really pull a clip of when he actually passed away because Meredith was just like stunned and barely talking. So I had to pull it when she had to tell Zola and her kids that he died.
Oh, man. Wrecked you. Kevin, what was the clip for you? What was this scene in movie that just totally wrecked you?
There are a lot of scenes, great scenes in this movie, but the scene that wrecks me, and I'm going to cry when I hear it again, Saving Private Ryan, when they get to the end of the bridge and Captain Miller, Tom Hanks, doesn't make it.
James. Earn this.
And then his hand stopped shaking because he's gone. And the mission was the man. And he didn't get to, you know.
He even finished the mission.
He finished the mission, but he didn't get to move on from that. And it's just so powerful. Oh, it's so powerful.
Wow.
There are these scenes in movies, when you do it right, they just wreck you. What was it for you, the movie or scene that literally makes you choke up when you watch it? 314-531-9898. We want to hear from your scenes. And myself and AB, we're going to cry in a second here too, because we got our scenes pulled for you. But want to know which ones are for you. Every single time you watch a movie, you just start crying. We'll take your calls and text messages on this. We'll all cry together while we're commercial free. We are commercial free on the Brett Mega Show, and we're just crying together. That's what we're doing today. At least we're doing a commercial free on the Brett Mega Show. Right. What are those scenes from a TV show or movie? No matter how many times you watch it, you just cry. 314-531-9898. Some really good ones on the text line.
Yes, Lisa texted in and said every single ASPCA commercial with that Sarah McLachlan song.
Oh, yeah.
That's funny.
Arms of an Angel.
Arms of an Angel. Oh. I was going to say that's so funny that every... It's a commercial. This is why I stream everything.
Another one is in the children's movie Up when the old man is reminiscing about his wife dying.
Oh, just the music and he's just
thinking about it.
There isn't. Up should be illegal.
Yeah.
They should just make Up illegal. Like, this isn't a kid's movie. What are you doing to us?
I think her name's Claire. Oh.
Kristen, what's the scene from a movie that every single time you watch it, you just start crying? Kristen?
Oh, sorry.
Nope, you're good.
It's Endgame when Tony Stark actually dies, and everybody's coming to say goodbye to him, and then you fast forward to his hologram when he says, I love you 3,000 to his daughter.
And again, that's the hero gig. Part of the journey is the end. What am I even tripping for? Everything's going to work out exactly the way it's supposed to. I love you 3,000.
Oh, that gives me goosebumps.
Every time.
Oh, Kristen's tearing up now. You can't even hear it. They just evoke so much emotion in us.
Hugs.
Thank you. Yeah, hugs.
Love you 3,000.
Emma, what's the scene for you?
My scene would be when Jack dies from This Is Us.
Oh, rip my heart out of my chest.
I know.
My entire family for weeks and seasons of the show, we watch it together every Tuesday, and when that finally aired, it was just heartbreaking for my whole family.
Jack,
and
I just wanted to be a dad like Jack. Yeah. Everyone wants to be a man like Jack.
Yeah, all together on the couch, the four of us sobbed. It was such a bonding moment for my family.
Rebecca, what's wrong?
Something awful.
What?
Damn.
Oh, like, you know that he passed away the whole show, but to see the scene of, like, how it went and how he was okay, and then he ended up passing away. Oh, my gosh.
It was a post-Super Bowl episode, and we were all just kind of waiting, like, wow, because that's the whole premise of the show. You know the future, but how do we get there?
Right.
And you're like, yeah, how do we get there? Oh, my God. Well, thank you so much for sharing, Emma, and crying with us this morning.
Thank you.
Yeah. You can hear everyone's all choked up. Right?
Like,
everyone's crying. Yeah. All right. Now that everyone's crying, Hannah, make a smile with the Hollywood hashtag.
All right. This is good news. There's a rumor about who will step into Katy Perry's place on American Idol, and I'm freaking out about it. I think you guys will, too. I'll reveal who it is in 3 minutes.
All right, we're looking for someone to judge the throwback throwdown, and we're going to give you Cardinals tickets right after the Hollywood hashtag.
Mmm, it's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, it's ready, so here we go.
Rumor has it that Carrie Underwood is going to go back to her true roots and be replacing Katy Perry as a judge on American Idol next season. This is like the biggest deal to me for some reason. So as you guys know, Carrie won season 4 of American Idol way back in 2005, just as like a cute little curly-haired 21-year-old at the time. And this upcoming season will be season 23 next spring, meaning it will be the 20th anniversary of the year that Carrie had her like big rise of American Idol. So what a perfect time for her to join the cast. It's also like fitting really well right now for her career because Carrie hasn't been touring as much recently. She's really been focusing on her Vegas residency. So I think this would be the perfect time for her to join the crew. It's not officially confirmed yet, but it seems like the judging lineup will be Lionel Richie, Luke Bryan, and Carrie Underwood.
I love it. Love everything about it.
Same.
Except for the fact, the only complaint I would have about it is that it doesn't really have a pop star.
Like it's
Lionel
country.
And two country stars. But Carrie's hilarious when she hosted what the ACMs or CMAs, whatever one she hosts with Brad Paisley. She's so funny. Yeah. So she has a huge personality because I think she's known as being like quiet, but she actually has a really funny personality. And then I love when the judges like Kelly Clarkson and Carrie Underwood come to The Voice or American Idol because they can like, hey, I've gone through this experience. It worked for me. And so they can really give those contestants who are going through that journey really great advice. So this is a perfect fit.
I definitely think it's perfect. This might be enough for me to start watching live television because if you know, you know, I only ever watch like super old shows.
Like Grey's Anatomy. It's the only show you do watch.
I haven't watched a live show in forever, but this made me so excited that I might actually watch this season of American Idol next spring. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Guys, we are going to give you Cardinals tickets to Harry Potter Night at the ballpark, 314-531-9898. If you want to win those Cardinals tickets, we need somebody to judge the throwback throwdown. I will give you a hint. This judging of the throwback throwdown might be our funniest and also maybe the most offensive one we've ever done.
Perfect.
We're making fun of people on the show with the throwback throwdown. You want these cards? Tickets are yours.
Good for you, I guess you moved on.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
While we're commercial free on the Brett Maga Show, let's talk about what's trending. Keep it moving is where we cover all the trending stories just by looking at headlines. And Hannah either tells me keep it moving after I read the headline, or she'll say, ooh, I need some more details. We put 2 minutes on the clock. You'll be updated on all the trending stories of the day as you go about your business. Lululemon is pulling something down from their shelves.
What is it? My niece wears that brand all the time.
They're dreaded long butt leggings. Lululemon had this new line of breeze through leggings, and they were so unpopular because people felt like they gave them long butt. The leggings were not cheap, and so they didn't like them. No one was buying them.
Long butt.
Yeah. I looked at
like Ozempic butt?
No, they were just leggings, but the way the cut of the V was, it didn't emphasize the apple bottom. It made it look like you had like a really flat butt that was really
long.
Those
are the worst.
That's not even, they were comfortable, but I guess it's more about making your butt
Brett's
look good.
Brett's all about like trying to make flat butts in because he has one.
Yeah, flat butts are in. That's what we need to do.
No.
Everybody likes flat asses. Who is watching the Olympics?
Partially me, honestly.
Everybody. It's expected that 1 billion people have watched one event around the world. Isn't that crazy?
1 billion?
Yeah, that's how many people are locked in on the Olympics.
That's awesome.
A name to the face. People's faces evolved to match their names.
Really?
Yes. So people are saying, so they did a study, and this is crazy. In the study, they were able to match, like, let's see, 8 out of 10 times the person's name by just the face. Like, oh, this looks like a Bob. That's a Bob.
We should try that. That's hilarious. That's fun.
Yeah, that's, and they said that people were ridiculously accurate just because you start looking like your name. Like, you know, When you see a Roger, you know a Roger.
Yeah.
Brides are having brunch weddings, midweek destination nuptials, and selling tickets just to save money.
You know, keep it moving. I'm actually leaving to go on a bachelorette party trip thing this weekend, and I need to pass on the bridal stories. I'm a little nervous getting into it. I think I got demoted.
Some banks are experimenting with a voice identifier, but they're saying, please do not do this.
Oh, I actually want to hear about this.
Okay, timer's going off. I'll finish the story really quickly. Yeah, some banks are doing, instead of like facial recognition or print, they're doing voice identifier, thinking it would give added security, but they're saying it's actually backfired. AI can replicate your voice, and they're busting it in seconds, so don't do it.
Bring in the eyeball scanners.
Man, the future is here. Yeah, you need to get an eyeball scanner.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Today's show has been a lot of fun. We've laughed together. We've cried together. And now Hannah's going to open up about something that's been bothering her lately for a while. And it's something from her past that just keeps reoccurring. We'll chat about it in 3 minutes on Y98 St. Louis.
Come on and let me out.
One thing that I pride a lot with the Brett Magus Show, and I'm just so proud of, is we share our lives in hopes that you share your life. And we talk about that all the time. It's one of the most important things. And so when something's making us happy, we share that. When something's making us angry, we share that. And sometimes we just kind of go through these, I don't know, maybe consider it a slump, or someone described grief to me as waves. I think it's my wife, actually, who's a mental health therapist, that there's these moments where it all feels calm for a second, and then the waves start to pick up and they feel like they're crashing on top of you. And so like grief journeys are just interesting, and you can't really try to make sense of them for the most part. And Hannah has been on a grief journey, just like I think most of us have, important people in our lives that we've lost. And so we're all kind of on a grief journey, but your grief journey has been hitting those high points in those waves, and it has everything to do with your grandma.
Yes. So my grandma was a huge part in my life and in my family's life. I don't have a dad, so my grandma was the one that stepped into like that second parent role for me. Like very super active in my life. I talked to her every day. My whole family did. Safe to say she was the rock. And she passed away in 2017, just 15 days after my birthday. And, you know, it's funny that you're talking about waves, because recently, I feel like in the past year or so, it's not that I forgot about her passing, because I never, ever will forget her passing or like her memory. But I just feel like I wasn't really focused on it. Like I was focused on this job and, you know, other things in life.
A distraction,
and I
maybe, if you will,
And so recently, when my sister was moving, we found this box, and I open it, and the very first thing I see on top of this box was a hoodie that my grandma talked about all the time. And it smelled like her, and it reminded me of her. And all of a sudden, like, all, like, the low waves suddenly, like, drenched me, and all of a sudden I was just like punched in the face with grief, and it really hasn't gone away since I found that box where it had her stuff in it. And I'm just really been thinking about her a lot lately. I've been thinking about all the things in my life right now that I know she would actively be a part of. I know she would listen to this show every single day, like on her little Odyssey app,
would
on
her
iPad.
She would. Yeah.
She would text me the Mega Mind. She would love Kevin. Like she would be in different.
What about me?
She would. She loved everybody. And it would like, it just is really crazy to think about like all these events. And also my cousin's getting married, and I know that she would like been at the bridal party, been at all that stuff. So to think about the fact that she's not here in a period where I'm like missing her so much, I feel like my heart is completely broken right now.
You know,
it's terrible.
You know what's interesting about grief is sometimes there are those like moments, and we talked about you getting that sweatshirt and then what to do with that sweatshirt, even on the show we talked about it. But I feel like for sometimes like grief, man, it doesn't even make any sense. Like it'll just hit you out of nowhere and you'll be like just driving and it'll be good. And then like all of a sudden, like, man, I'm like, for me, that happens to me all the time. Like I lost my mom. I'm approaching her 5-year anniversary. It's crazy to say. Like when I say that, it makes me like sick to my stomach that I've been on this planet for 5 years without my mother, because I was such a mama's boy in September. And sometimes out of nowhere, I'll just be driving and then I'll just be like, think about her, like sitting shotgun with me. And I'm like, I don't even know where that came from. Like, why? But like, you had this direct correlation. But grief is crazy, and trying to make sense of it sometimes it makes it even crazier. But it's one of those things that like it just never leaves. You're just constantly continuously battling those moments in your life.
Yeah, a friend of mine just sent a text too, Hannah, and said that the sense of smell also is one of the biggest triggers to those senses and those memories. So smelling your grandma, like I can remember after my dad passed and going down to his, where he lived with the grandparents and going in their basement, smelling that basement.
Yeah.
And that was like, that smell just triggers it. You're just like, you get all those memories. They all come flooding back to you.
Yeah.
You
know? I definitely think smell is like the worst, because then you just start like, now I'm like craving like touch. I wish I could like, feel her arm. And I know what that is. Like I know in my soul, in my heart, like who she is, like everything about her. So it's crazy how much it came on. And ever since like I've got triggered or whatever, I can't turn it off. Now everything I'm like correlating to her, and I want this stage to just pass. Like it's easier
it to go away.
When I get distracted, and I feel terrible saying that, but it's really how I feel.
Sometimes I'm like that too. I feel like my brother kind of like that. I go back and forth. Sometimes I lean into those feelings. Like my dad always says that. Like my dad, for some reason, I think he like enjoys the pain. He'll be like, I lean into like missing my mom. He'll be like, I lean into feeling because I could feel her. So like, that's his way of connection. And it's so interesting. And sometimes I'll do the same thing. Like I'll think of her or go back and look at her pictures out of nowhere. If I'm going through those moments where I feel like I'm distracted and busy and she hasn't popped up in a while and I haven't felt that grief, I'll go like purposely look to feel that grief just to like feel her presence again. And then sometimes I like want to turn it off too. Like, I don't want to think about it.
Yeah.
But it's interesting that like everyone's kind of different, but I do the same thing. Sometimes I'll go back and look at memories, especially this. So just a real quick story. One of the last times we're going to this conference. We were talking about it all morning long. We're flying out to San Diego. One of the last times I ever went to this conference, it's this big radio conference, all these radio shows fly into all over the country. And the last time I ever went to it, my wife convinced me to go to it because it was in Chicago. This year it's in San Diego, but it was in Chicago. And that's where we're from. And my wife is like, go to Morning Show Boot Camp. It's what it's called. And because I want you to see your mom. I just had this weird feeling. And it was like literally probably the last time I had a conversation with her.
Oh, wow.
Was when I went to Morning Show Boot Camp. I went in for a work thing that was in Chicago, so I got to spend time with her. And I was so glad I went to that. So there's those things, like, because we're going on this work trip, I know that this was the final month of her life. I went to Morning Show Boot Camp, and then a month later she died. And so I know that I'm approaching that final month, and every single week I know exactly what I was doing 5 years ago after. I was like, oh, I was at the conference. And then the week after I had this, and the week after that, and I just go through this entire month-long grief journey that is literally about to start in a week. So I feel you. So I'm going to be on that journey for next month.
Well, at least we have each other.
Yeah. I think we all. That's why we talk about grief. This is why we lean into it. It's Y98 St. Louis. Thanks for being part of our family.
Things haven't been quite the same. Late night talking.
Thanks for spending your mornings with us. Laughing, crying. We've been doing it all today on the Brett Magus Show while we're commercial free. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
More emotions ahead. Pete Davidson signed himself into a wellness facility, and we're going to talk about it at 8:35.
Thanks for listening.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, it's ready, so here we go.
Pete Davidson has reportedly checked himself into a wellness facility for his mental health. So he's really been trying to focus on his sobriety lately, and sources say that his family and friends are just really proud of him for caring and focusing on himself in this moment in time. But they're actually used to Pete doing stuff like this and recognizing, you know, when he's starting to go down into a bad place with himself, because he recently underwent treatment in 2023 for issues related to his PTSD and his borderline personality disorder. And they have confirmed that he's been in and out of mental health facilities since he's been 9 years old.
Yeah.
So it's not foreign for him to go to a place like this. But something that I really applaud is the fact that Pete, like, he signed himself in. You know, it wasn't like a doctor forcing him to do it. It was him just saying, hey, I'm not in a good place. I need to work on it. I'm going to check myself in somewhere. And I really think that this speaks like volumes over the business he's in.
Like because the comedian entertainment industry.
Yes, it's hard and it's tough. And actually, Nikki Glaser just did an interview herself about every single time she does a roast, she has to do a cleanse after because she gets in such a negative mind space. Like she's the people that she's roasting, she's looking up like their pictures, she's finding out everything that they can about the person, and it's all negative things.
Yeah, you're just trying to be a terrible person for a little while.
Right. And so, you know, it really can affect your mental health, clearly, as we see it with Pete Davidson. So, you know, I recognize, or I'm proud of him for recognizing that, and I hope that he gets to feeling better.
You know what's also interesting is I feel like he's been out of the spotlight for this past year. Like, remember last year?
He's not dating anybody right now. Right.
Remember last year he was dating Kim Kardashian, and he was having
dated,
movies.
He dated Madeline Klein from Outer Banks, but they broke up, like, kind of recently.
Yeah, and but it wasn't like he wasn't doing as much specials. He wasn't even part of, was he part of the Tom Brady roast? I don't think he was part of the Tom Brady roast, right? And so, like, he just has been out of the spotlight, and sometimes you just realize that sometimes people are dealing with demons when they're when they're doing that, and so good for him to go get help.
This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
All right, we need your help here for a second. If you're a friend of the show, you listen to the show even for a single second, and you want to be part of an experiment, we need to see how many people we can get to follow us on Instagram right now in the next 10 to 12 minutes. Brett Mega Show on Instagram. Brett, B-R-E-T, Mega, M-E-G-A, Show, S-H-O-W. Look it up on Instagram right now if you can, and follow that page. Because we think there's something wrong with our Instagram.
Seriously, I think we've been shadow banned by the big man.
We think something, we think it's broken. For some reason, we don't think people can follow us or people can see stuff. And we'll explain because we're going to do this experiment. So over the next 10 minutes, if you can jump on Instagram and follow us, and we're going to find out. We're going to basically unpack Instagram here. We're going to find out if Instagram really even works or not. Follow us on Instagram right now, Brett Mega Show on Instagram, and at 8:55, we're going to find out if it's actually broken or not. Hi, follow us on Instagram, Brett Mega Show. We don't know what's going on with Instagram. Okay, just complete, like, first world problems. We think we're not getting any views on our Instagram. It's destroying our lives. No, all joking aside, how we get content out to you who listen to the show and as part of our listener family is through social media. And normally when we make these videos, AB is our like video director and handles all of our videos and handles all the social media posting. So these kind of work in tandem as this team. A lot of people ask us, like, how do you guys do such great social media? It's between, you know, because of the two of them. And I literally think that if you follow us on social media, we just have so much fun and you're a big part of what we do. But for some reason, we've noticed that, like, all of a sudden we would normally get like 15, 20,000, 30,000 views on the videos that we were creating. All of a sudden we're getting like 2,000, 3,000 views. And we're like, what's going on?
Massive cut.
And I constantly hear about this, like the algorithm. I don't know how that means. But if you follow us on Instagram, Hannah had noticed this. Can you see our videos? Follow us right now, Brett Mega Show. And just on the most recent video, we're trying to see if you can actually see this last video that we created. It's all these cool transitions of us going from like a home that was kind of from the foundation of a home, you know, there's just the board and then all of a sudden the final product. It's cool transitions, cool editing technique that AB had done. And just comment on that video and say, I can see this, or awesome, or some people are hearting it. But we just, for an example, I don't think people can see it. We just got like 50,000 followers, only like 5 comments. I don't think people can see
it.
No, 5 comments on the Instagram.
Oh.
Like only a couple of hearts. So you got to go on that video right now if you can see it and comment, Brett Mega Show. I don't think people can see it.
It's seriously, know they can't. My own family will text me and they'll be like, I've been looking for your video. Where is it? I'm like, it's posted. And they can't even see it. And
I work really hard on this one. Like, I want people to see it.
Yeah. It's also crazy too because like our social media content on Instagram elevates our show to a different level. Like makes us connect to you guys more. You can see behind the scenes. You can see what we're working on. And so the fact that you guys like can't see it is really bad.
So we just ran this experiment. If you follow us, go on there and follow right now. And then if you can see the video, comment on it. Because literally, there's like, we got like four comments, you know, since then we said that. I don't think people can see it. Well, I don't know what's going on. Hannah thinks we've been shadow banned. I think the only like shadow banned political people.
Did we get political on accident? Who got political?
That's what I want to know. Who did it?
Mm.
Everyone's looking at everyone like...
It's like the Spider-Man meme in here right now. It was you.
Who got a shadow ban? I don't even know what shadow ban means. I think something's wrong with it. I think that people can't follow it. It's like broken. Like if you follow, then you don't see it.
Someone just texted in the text line. The last video I see from you guys is from January.
Yep.
Great.
Wow.
That's what I'm telling you.
Why?
It's broken. Follow us right now, Brett Mega Show on Instagram.
AB and I are slaving over this.
You know, we've talked about breaking.
We broke Instagram. Yeah. That's what we should be known as. It's the Brett Mega Show, the show that broke Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Dun, dun, dun.
That really broke Instagram.
Yeah. Yep. If you follow us right now, comment on that video. By the end of the show, let's see how many comments we have. Okay? And we're going to see if we can get over 100 comments. Because if we can't get over 100 comments, if you're listening right now, I think that you can't see the video, so you can't comment. Brett Mega Show on Instagram. Let's see if we can get it to 100 comments on that specific video. Oh, someone said, now I see this one, but it's the third video. It's not your most recent one. So, see, it's acting weird. Brett Mega Show on Instagram. Go on to that video, the most recent one we posted, and say, I can see this, or heart it, or show it a love, or something. Just comment that. Say something silly, and we'll see if we can get like 100 comments, because I think Instagram blocked us. We've been blocked by IG, people. We had a plan.